Elise Stefanik wins re-election for Republican conference chair after replacing Liz Cheney last year. By Ashley Oliver on November 15, 2022. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, was re-elected Tuesday by a majority of her Republican colleagues to serve as House GOP conference chair in the next Congress. Stefanik faced a challenge from Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, who announced in a letter last week in the Daily Caller that he was running for the post because the party needs fresh ideas and perspectives to bring to Americans who are desperate for change. Stefanik defeated Donalds in a secret ballot vote, earning roughly two-thirds of the conference's votes during its closed-door leadership elections on Capitol Hill. The New York Republican issued a statement after her victory, vowing to serve as an aggressive and unifying messenger for the conference. "I will continue to work to keep our message disciplined, unified and on offense every single day. Support our agenda, execute an effective rapid response strategy to push back on the biased mainstream media in real time. Elevate all voices of our conference to highlight the extraordinary background and talents of every member in order to communicate, legislate, and win." Stefanik was first elected to the role, the third highest-ranking position within the GOP conference, after Republicans ousted Representative Liz Cheney, RY, in May 2021. Cheney, who has been vocally hostile toward former President Donald Trump since the 2020 election, was removed from her leadership position after ceaselessly criticizing Trump for his perceived role in spurring the January 6th Capitol riot. Stefanik ran unopposed to replace Cheney at the time, offering to restore a unified leadership team within the conference. The newly re-elected chairwoman noted in her statement Tuesday the success Republicans saw in her blue home state during last week's midterms. Stefanik said New York's red wave, an outlier in an otherwise mostly disappointing midterm election for the GOP, served as evidence that constituents are seeking an alternative to Democrats' failed, far-left policies. "As we saw clearly across my home state of New York, the American people cannot afford Democrats' reckless spending and want an alternative to Democrats' failed, far-left policies," Stefanik said. "House Republicans have solutions and are ready to prosecute the case against Joe Biden and his failed radical agenda." Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.